magical but dangerous ketoret. The spices appear several times in this week's parsha and throughout the Torah. This week's parsha, we find that the ketoret, the spices, was the tool which Moshe Rabbeinu used in order to rid himself of 250 dissidents, the rebels who rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu, and he had them bring the ketoret, and when he brought it, they died. And in fact, this is not the first time we've seen ketoret be a killer. When it came to Nadav and Avihu, they too were bringing the ketoret, the holy spices, the Beit HaMikdash, and that's where they met their end. And so, Rashi points out in this week's Parsha that Bnei Yisrael were complaining that this ketoret, it's a killer, it's dangerous, you gotta get away from it. And thus, the ketoret was chosen by Aaron to be the thing that, the vehicle of salvation, of saving the Jewish people from the plague which had been killing them. And as Rashi writes so beautifully, it teaches that it is not ketoret which kills, but sin which kills. Ketoret is simply a vehicle. So, what we see here is that ketoret is clearly a very, very powerful tool. And it can be used for good or for evil. I haven't really seen Lord of the Rings, but it kind of reminds me of that a little bit. I don't know. Not sure. In any case, it's powerful. In fact, we see that this ketoret, even in Beit HaMikdash times, was known as a very powerful tool. The Kohen would only get to do the avoda of the spices of the ketoret once in a lifetime, because it was said that it was a skula to make a person rich by offering the ketoret. So everyone wanted a chance. So what is this ketoret all about? It kills, it saves, it makes you rich. Even until modern times, we know that every day at the end of Tefillah, we say Ein Kelakenu, and as part of the Ein Kelakenu, we have the avoda of the ketoret. And the Rama writes that some have the custom to only say this on Shabbos. Why? Because they're afraid that you would say it without enough kavana, and you would leave out one of the spices, one of the 11 spices. And if you say it, it's like you're bringing it. And if you bring it in completely, you could be chayav mita. So therefore, we only say it on Shabbos and the person can concentrate. Now, Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael, we say it every day. And we rule that you're not actually chayav mita. Don't worry about it. Even if you forget one of the spices, it's all good. But once again, we see the powerful nature of this ketoret. Even saying the ketoret, and many have the custom to only read the ketoret passage min haktav, from a written piece, scroll, that you'll see on many batei knesiot, especially in Sephardi places, again, because of the powerful nature of this ketoret. So what is it about the ketoret? What is it all about? So I don't think I'm going to solve this problem, not this problem, but you know, fully understand the ketoret. But the Nefesh Shimshon of Pinchas, who this whole passage is based on, this whole idea is based on, has a beautiful suggestion based on the Kabbalistic works as to a tip, a little taste of what the ketoret represents. It's all about symbolism, right? It's like when you give a wedding ring. When you give a ring to your wife, it's a ring, but it's more than a ring. It symbolizes certain things of acquisition, of connection, the circle. So, similarly, when you're bringing korbanot, not just bringing a korban, not just killing an animal. It's the symbolism, I'm saying that I'm willing to give my life for you, God. I'm willing to give everything for you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what does the Ketoret, meant to symbolize when we brought the Ketoret and when we talk about, when we say it every day at the end of Tefillah? So Ketoret, of course, is something you smell. It's a unique service of smelling. Now, what's special about smelling? The Gemara in Brachos teaches us that Kol HaNeshama Tehallel Kaha Luka, the whole soul says, wants to praise you. What does that teach us? That we have to say a bracha on smell. So in other words, there's some connection between smell and the soul. And in fact, at the end of Shabbos, when we want to get our Neshama Yetera back, we take a smell. It somehow returns our life to us. In fact, Hashem breathed life through us, through our nostrils. So there's a lot of deep stuff about smell. What does that mean? Rav Pinchas writes that smelling is a very human action. It's an action that a person is doing purely for pleasure. A person may eat, he may get pleasure out of it, but he also may get satisfaction. So it's not necessarily just for pleasure. But a person stops and smells some flowers or some coffee, so he's just doing that for the pure pleasure of it. And this is the essence of the Ketoret. Because the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Achra, the dark side, wants to convince us that if you want to be a good boy, you should do the mitzvahs. But if you want to enjoy life, then go to my side. Comes the Ketoret, and it's meant to remind us that it's not true, that it's a big lie, that the true pleasure in life is to serve Hashem. Litaneg al Hashem, to delight in Hashem, that's why we were created. Right, the Mesilas Yesharim, that's the whole purpose of life. Of course, it's a type of delight which requires discipline. It requires saying no to the immediate pleasures to get a deeper type of pleasure. It's kind of like holding back on eating that donut and instead having that watermelon. At the end of the day, we know that the watermelon's sweet and delicious, but the cake beckons to us. But when we hold ourselves back, we feel better about ourselves and we enjoy life in a deeper way. So it's, I guess, a coarse example. But regardless, the point is that life is meant to be enjoyed in the sweetest way. And God wants us to enjoy life. And that's what you're doing when you're doing the Ketoret. You're symbolically saying, we want to enjoy life and enjoy life with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Rav Pinchas writes, the most simple, practical way to bring this idea down to the world is the next time that you're enjoying life, be it, I don't know, you're biking and you feel the cool air in your hair, or you're eating some delicious food, imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you that delight. Imagine the pleasure that He Himself wants to give you. Don't do it as an act, as a running away from God, like Adam and Chava back in the Garden of Eden. Do it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time you take a whiff, a smell, say that bracha. Right? Like on Shabbos, when we say that bracha, to get 100 brachas. And then when we're more connected to our soul, that's when we take this extra smell. So B'zat Hashem, that's the avoda of the Ketoret. And may we be blessed this week to focus on the savoda of simply enjoying life with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. My trick is when I'm biking, I try to sing a song and say thank you to Hashem for everything I can remember. And life will be so much sweeter. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Have a Shabbat Shalom. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.